certainly. Let's review self-efficacy through the lens of development. And there are four different stages. First is childhood. During childhood, self-efficacy develops gradually over time. Infants learn early on about consequences of their abilities and ways that these abilities are ongoing throughout their interactions within those in their environment. In an ideal environment, parents are responding to their child in their attempts to communicate and will provide stimulation for the child. This positive environment will allow the child to grow and explore. These early experiences of building self-efficacy are mostly centered on the parents. As the child develops, the significance of parental influence decreases. Instead, the child starts to look to others within their world, such as peers, siblings, and other adults. Children who are the most experienced and successful at tasks and games tend to serve as high-efficacy models for other children. Peers provide a comparative reference for the individual to appraise their own level of achievement. Moving into adolescence, there are new demands and pressures that are present. Adolescents must work to establish a new set of competencies and appraisal of their abilities during this time period. Success within this stage develops on the level of self-efficacy that was established during the childhood years. Next is the adult stage. There are two different periods, young adulthood and middle years. During young adulthood, there are many new adjustments one must face, including marriage, parenthood, and working on to establish one's career. High self-efficacy is needed in order to be successful within each of these realms. People with low self-efficacy will not handle these situations and will struggle to adjust. The middle years of adulthood can be stressful as individuals reevaluate their careers, family, and social life. It is important to continue to reassess these skills as we work to redefine goals and look forward to new opportunities to enhance self-efficacy. Finally, there is old age. Self-efficacy assessments during this time period are difficult. There is a wide range of loss, decline, and withdrawal during this stage. It is important to be able to work to improve self-efficacy during this life stage in order to prevent a self-fulfilling prophecy.